It is Tuesday, and as I mentioned earlier in last hour, I believe, I have a guest today, and after being a wayward son, we must not carry him, but he is here. His patrol car has carried him. It is Lieutenant Perrin. It's been like a month since you've been here.
Yes, I've been off on other ventures.
We you know, we all have side quests.
Yes.
And as the lieutenant at the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol, look how I squeezed that in there since I didn't get it in there in the beginning. You have many side quests, but we appreciate you being here. And it's all about safety today and making good decisions while you're driving and a whole lot of random things that Melissa sees while she's driving and we decide need to be discussed, and what Lieutenant Perrin sees while he's driving and needs to be discussed.
Yes, yeah, so this will be a day for Melissa to ask me questions on everything that irritates her on her way into work.
Or home.
Or home.
He did. He asked, he's like, what are we talking about? And I'm like, I just name off a whole list of things that I've seen in like the last week. And I'm like, take your pick. Use your intuition.
Yes, I am glad that they don't charge per word on text messages anymore.
Like they used to, right? Okay. We used to get, you get
10
you,
cents a message and...
If yeah. you had like 200 messages, if you had the good package, and then you had to pay per text after yeah. that. These young kids don't understand the struggle.
Dating
and then
myself
we had to
a
use
little bit.
T9. We had to use the T9 too, and
oh yes,
push the button five times. Anyways, I am easily distracted today. So safety. One of the things that I see often is at stoplights. People either running them, thinking they're good, you know, stoplight etiquette.
So stoplight etiquette, you cannot proceed into the intersection while the light's red, obviously. And there are several things that you have to follow. So if there is a stop bar, you have to stop behind that stop bar. If there's no stop bar, you have to stop before the crosswalk. If there's no stop bar or crosswalk, you have to stop before you get to the threshold of the intersection. So it's like a tiered thing that you got to look out for, but ultimately stop behind that stop bar, don't go into the crosswalk, and definitely don't nose into the intersection before that light turns green.
In Millersburg, in town, it's super important staying behind those bars. They're there for a reason, so you don't get smashed by a semi-truck.
Well, actually, just coming in here today, semi-truck was making a right-hand turn to go north on 83, and luckily, I stopped behind the stop bar, and I still had to back up, even being behind that stop bar.
That's a rough turn for some of them.
Yes, and there was another truck that I saw that was heading eastbound, making a right turn going southbound, and he had difficulty making that turn as well. But, yeah, so make sure that you're stopping behind those stop bars.
And when I was learning to drive way back when, I was taught, know your point of no return. At what point in the roadway... You got to make that guesstimate that if the light turns red, that you can either make it through before it's red, or that you need to stop, go ahead and start stopping now.
So kind of a good rule of thumb is if you see the solid white lines for where the turn lanes are, when those come into play, the miles per hour that you're going, if you're hitting that and the light turns yellow, you should be able to stop before you get up to that light. So just pay attention to those things because they judge the speed and the stoplight timing based on that kind of stuff as well.
And it's also important not to just zoom off of a light when it turns green because people could be finishing walking. You could have cars that actually do run the light. I almost got taken out by a Dollar General semi one evening leaving a meeting. Because they had no care in the world for that red light. And they had plenty of time to stop. Zero stars. Do not recommend.
Right. Even when I'm proceeding on a green light that had just turned from a red light, I'm still looking for cross traffic. Because you never know that somebody wasn't paying attention. They thought it was yellow when they were going through. Or they looked down right before it turned red. And they're going through right when you're proceeding into the intersection. Recipe for disaster. But yeah, and even now, people slamming on their gas, trying to get through that light and everything, even spinning your tires now is a first-degree misdemeanor in the state of Ohio. So peeling out, We call it trick riding, drag racing, anything like that. That's a first degree misdemeanor, and that's up to 180 days in jail.
Oh,
actually, for a traffic infraction. So make sure that you're not doing those things.
Those are things you shan't be doing. But it's also, if you're paying attention and looking and watching, those shouldn't be necessary.
Right.
So just we call it intersection etiquette. And, you know, whether it's a light or a stop sign, there it's very similar thought processes.
Yep. And, just always drive defensively. So you're paying attention to everybody out there and getting to your destination safely.
One of my other pet peeves is a lot of our county roads are now 45 miles per hour as they get repaved, or they're less 50. You know, they're not 55, you know, as in Ohio, your county roads are 55 and less marked. And so a lot of them also have a double yellow line. What is the definition of a slow moving vehicle that it's okay to pass?
So slow moving vehicle is any vehicle that travels under 25 miles per hour.
So if you're doing 45, which is the speed limit, you should not be passed.
Right. If you're doing 45, which is the speed limit, you should not be passed in a 45 mile per hour zone. But on the double yellows, you can pass on a double yellow only when it's safe to do so. So not around a curve or a hill crest. And the vehicle that you're passing has to be doing less than half the speed limit. So if they're doing 20 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone, it is legal to pass them on a double yellow. You just have to do it safely and not exceed the posted speed limit when you're doing it as well.
I think it's happened to me in like 5 times in the last 2 weeks.
Drive the speed limit.
I do. I'm the one being passed, and I point at the sign when we pass it so they can see that they're not right.
Exactly.
I scold them like a mother. I'm not even a mother.
But yeah, so just make sure you're doing it safely. I know there's a lot of e-bikes and buggies around the area too. So you can pass those on a double yellow line. But like I said, just make sure you're not doing it on a curve or a hill crest. And usually they're traveling less than half the speed limit. So
I mean, a lot of this just breaks down to pay attention.
Yes. Get off your phones, things like that. We've had, since January 1st of 2023, in Holmes and Wayne County, there have been over 1,600 citations alone for distracted drivers. And that's just looking at your phone. That's not counting the ones that were involved in accidents that we didn't know were distracted because they were in were in those accidents because they were distracted. But yeah, so just make sure you're keeping your phones down, not paying attention too much to your friends and stuff like that, the radio going on in the cars. There are a lot of distractors in cars, and that bleeds into our failure to yields as well. And there have been 924 citations for failure to yield in Holmes and Wayne County since January 2023. And those are usually stemming from, those will cause crashes. And a lot of those are from crashes.
Your Oklahoma rolls.
Yes. Yep, make sure you're coming to complete stops.
I was doing the math. That's why I was quiet there for a minute. I know not much makes me be quiet, but mathing makes me be quiet.
Just start giving Melissa math problems when I come in here.
But so you said the 1,600 with distracted driving, that's like 150-ish odd, you know, less, not quite 200 per month that we're looking at of distracted driving. That's insane.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we are out there actively looking for is that distracted driver. And since we have been enforcing that distracted driver law with the phones down and everything, you can actually see that it's helping with our fatal statistics throughout the year. So in all of 2024, we had 14 fatal crashes in Holmes and Wayne County combined. This year, we're sitting at 9. So we're on track to have a really good year when it comes to reducing our fatals and serious injury crashes in the area. And even our serious injury crashes right now, we're sitting at 64. And we finished out the year last year at 98. Now, if you go back to 2023, we had 25 fatals in Holmes and Wayne County. So
yeah, that was not a good year.
When you look at that, and that was pretty much the average going even further back than 2023. So we're doing really well, and I think a lot of the success is paid to that distracted driver law.
And we preach it every week you guys are here. Preach it with Chief Shaner, too, when he's here from MPD. Pay attention. It's so important.
Yes, very important. And along with that, too, speaking of paying attention, we've been getting quite a few school bus complaints and people passing stop school buses, speeding through school zones.
Stop it.
This year. Yeah, so far this year, just the Worcester Post alone has issued 37 citations for passing a stop school bus.
That's 37 too many.
37 way too many. 'Cause, I mean, you don't know if a kid's going to dart out in front after getting dropped off. You don't know if they're crossing the street afterwards. And a lot of that comes with just paying attention. Make sure that you know what you're supposed to do when you are approaching a school bus that stops. So the yellow lights are they precede the red lights. So know if you see the yellow lights, I'm going to get ready to stop when that's
a little different than approaching an intersection. Just start stopping.
Yes. So you don't know when that stop bar is going to come out. So on a two-lane road or a non-divided highway, vehicles on both sides of the roadway must stop in either direction. So on like four-lane highways, those would be the divided or non-divided highways. So vehicles traveling in the opposite direction of the bus do not have to stop. And that's on those divided highways.
So like 30.
Like 30, yes. But the vehicles traveling the same direction of the bus do
all
have
must
to
stop.
So just remember, if there's a positive barrier between, the opposite direction doesn't have to stop, but the same direction does have to stop. And you're supposed to stop at least 10 feet away and wait for the lights to stop. So 10 feet, that's to me, that's very short. You want to make sure that you're giving that bus enough distance to see that you are stopping. I know a lot of when I get my kids on the bus in the morning, they have to cross a county road with a 55 mile per hour zone. So the bus driver will actually sit there, and if they see a car approaching, they hold up their hand and tell my kids to wait. And as soon as they see that car has stopped that's coming that direction and they check behind them, that's when they lower their hands and tell my kids to go ahead and get on the bus. And I think a lot of bus drivers do that, and I like that they do that because they're paying attention when the other vehicle
when
may not.
Drivers are not. I in my head, while you were talking and about stopping for school buses, I just heard, "You shall not pass."
Right, we're Gandalfing it.
I'm glad that you nerded on me because I've never seen it. I just know the line from.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Lord,
I will admit
Lord
that I've
Rings.
Never I've never seen it.
Yes.
So. But you see it in the memes. You shall not pass. So just think of it that way when you come across
it's
a bus.
It's weird. Melissa just pulled out a staff and pounded it on a bridge for everybody getting the reference here. But no, ultimately, just make sure that you're out there paying attention, and. Coming to complete stops, look both ways, even while you're proceeding on a green light, to make sure that people aren't coming into the intersection, just to do that defensive driving and avoid the possibility of a T-bone crash. And those are usually injury crashes. We just had one down here, I think it's 39 and 201. Maybe that was pretty bad not too long ago.
Yeah, there was a couple like right in that whole day there. It was not a good time.
Yeah, that's just making sure that you're looking both ways before you make your turns or proceed through that intersection too, because you never know what's coming. And the T-bone crashes are the most likely to give you a serious injury crash because there's not a lot of protection on the side of your vehicle. So just make sure you're paying attention. Wear those seatbelts and don't text and drive.
I was just going to say, and always wear your seat belt.
Yes, they will save your life, so make sure you're wearing them.
Saved by the belt.
Yep, that's a slogan for
it
a
is.
Reason.
It is a slogan for a reason. All right, I think we just covered a whole litany of topics today.
We did. It was
lots
good.
To think about and process and utilize. We are giving you good info. We are giving you free gifts of safety information.
Yes, the
like holiday
safety.
Gifts.
Yep. So make sure you're driving safe. Hey, Halloween is coming up too. And at the end of the month. So make sure that you're paying attention. And
trick or treat will start before Halloween.
Yeah. Driving slowly when those trick or treaters are out. So we want everybody to have fun, get lots of candy.
And be safe.
Yeah, especially my kids, because there's the dad tax.
Of course.
And the dad tax is Reese's,
Kit Kats?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kats. So those are mine. Don't touch them.
And get many of them for dad.
Yes. They know. They understand.
They know the mission.
They do.
You have to train them well. Well, yeah, so it's all about keeping the kids safe at the end of the day, keeping yourself safe, and getting to your destination in one piece.
Yep, and drive safe and have a good week.
All right, well, thank you. That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we're going to take a quick break and be back with ABC News.